Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
New season means new seasonal recipes, and now it's easier than ever. With fresh ingredients delivered to your door, HelloFresh brings the farmer's market to you. Get 16 free meals plus 3 gifts with code TBTB16.
TBTB16.
At HelloFresh.com/TBTB16.
TBTB16.
And now let's get to the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Bold and The Beautiful, where we review the show Married at First Sight Season 14, and I think we're on episode 13, plus or minus. Okay, very good. And so we watched this episode last night, and we're going to go through the couple-les. Let's start with Elijah Wan and Katina.
We didn't do the introductions, Melissa.
You are correct. I am Melissa.
I am Kevin Allen Fredericks III.
I'm Angel.
I'm Marcus.
And together,
I'm Josh.
That's all I'm going to say, I promise.
And together we comprise The Bold and the Beautiful with Joshua. Let's talk about Elijah Wan and Katina.
I mean, just a model couple of healthy love, how to talk to people, how to respect them, how to speak to them nicely. Whatever the opposite of gaslighting is, water darkening, they did that. I said, man, Elijah Wan, you know how to talk to a woman. You are fair. You are just. He's all right with me, if you guys ask me. He's all right.
Don't go off, Angel Marcus.
You know what? Elijah Wan, I wish Dr. Pepper would have just went ahead and unleashed her wrath, because it's like, what I actually wish they would have did was just showed him clips of him saying the things that she was repeating that he said. The only thing that that she got a little bit wrong is that he said she didn't have any wife skills. I don't think he said she didn't have life skills, but that was just the flip of a letter. But I wish she would have been able to be like, this is what he said, she said, this came out of your mouth.
And they do be doing people like that on the edit. They'd be like, what? Yeah. You didn't say that? Here it is. Here's all the time you said that.
I wish, and I love when she said, keep talking, Elijah Wan, when he was talking all that smack, but I do feel like she held back a lot more than what we're used to in every, in the other seasons. Usually she'll call a person whatever they are to their face, and I think he just has a problem being called out on his mess, and understanding that, like, yo, just because you think it's right, doesn't mean that you aren't belittling her. That's all he's done, is try to shrink that little woman to a smaller pocket-sized version of herself. He getting on my last nerve. And that grocery shopping pissed me off even more.
That pissed me off too.
Yeah, I think I was expecting the same thing at first when Dr. Pepper sat down and talked to him. But I was looking at her, watching her talk to him, and then watching her reaction. And I knew, because she's a doctor, she knows what's up, reading personalities. I know her coming straight for him, she knows the outcome would have been no different. I think she looked at it as, why waste my energy because this boy is not hearing me? If he can't see that he's belittling her, that he's talking down to her, that he is being abusive, I don't care what nobody else say, on this panel, that boy is being abusive to that girl.
Okay, man. Take it easy.
No, okay.
If I was say, that was thrown at me. I don't care if we don't agree on it.
I didn't say nothing. No, I'm just saying. I don't care nobody say it on this panel either.
No, I'm just saying in general. Like,
he was talking about me.
Oh, you don't think he's being abusive?
I said I wouldn't. I am not quick to call someone abusive.
And I'm not saying he is abusive. I'm saying what he's doing to her is abusive behavior.
That means he's being abusive.
Yeah, being abusive. I ain't say he's an abusive person.
I'm not saying you're ugly. I'm just saying the features you have are not anyway, pretty.
This boy, people don't like the way he's tearing her down. And what's disturbing about it is he doesn't see it. He sees nothing wrong with it. And I don't know if anyone is capable. I don't know if he has anyone capable in his life of showing him how he's being for him to actually see it for himself.
Yeah, I really did have high hopes for Elijah Wan. You know, maybe I just want to see the best in people. I don't know. But I really did.
You saw the best in
him? I did. But he is officially on my nerves at this point. The other thing that I mean, I don't know the conversations, obviously, that Katina has with him off camera, but the way she's able to, like, stick by him in the moment, even though she very much has, like, a deer in the headlight looks where he's like, she knows that, and he's just kind of like, she's just kind of like, I do.
No, when she, I do know that. When he said, do I belittle you? And yes. I said, she looks at me, and what do? She just laughs. Does she say no?
Yeah.
She doesn't say no.
Yeah.
She just.
I feel like her energy is saying, yes, yes, you do.
You definitely don't be big me.
He said, "Yeah, see, she didn't say that you don't belittle her."
Yeah,
either.
She didn't say a mumbling word, and I was like, "God, dog." But I mean, I get it. I just hope that, you know, maybe they have private conversations. If you're like, I don't want to embarrass you on national TV, I don't want to embarrass you in front of these people, so I'm gonna hold back. I just hope that she's able to have those conversations, you know, and be like, "Yo, listen, you do be though.
You do that.
Yeah, the other time. Oh, go ahead, Kevin. Were you saying something? Sorry.
No, I was just making a joke. It didn't go over. But I'm going to just talk, so I'll try to make a good point, and I'm going to go the other way. I think it's a dangerous reaction when you are confronted with behavior and your first thought is, who said that? Instead of whether it's wrong or right.
Well, and the thing about it is he came around to it later. Like, in the midst of talking to Dr. Pepper, and he was like, I mean, yeah, but we work through our issues. We don't dwell on it, Dr. Pepper. Like, you're admitting to what she said earlier, but you were so defensive immediately that you couldn't even hear what she was really trying to say, which wasn't wrong. You were too busy trying to
He was too busy answering his own questions. Do I do that sometimes? Absolutely. Yeah. Is it wrong? Possibly, yes. Do we get over it? Yeah, okay. Anybody sounds smart and good if you're going to ask yourself the question and answer it. Let her talk.
Yes, Ashley said he thinks Dr. Pepper was trying to make him look bad, and I think that's why he was so defensive. Yeah. He made it seem like Dr. Pepper was like purposely targeting him and attacking him, when in reality she really wasn't. She really was just calling the thing a thing. But regardless, he did kind of twist it and turn it on his head, which is why also it pissed me off. And when they were in the thing, she didn't help me at all. She had to say nothing. She didn't help me at all.
He did say that.
Then later was like, well, I mean, I'm happy she was able to clear it.
He's just 100%.
You know what it is? Because Elijah Wan, in his mind, and I'm not saying he is lying to himself. In his mind, he is putting in so much effort and putting his all into being a loyal husband to Katina, being all in on this situation and taking it seriously, that for his inflated ego of how great of a husband or package he is, to hear anything that undermines that is just too much for him. To hear, especially from Dr. Pepper, I do feel like he hears it. What would you say?
He be saying that S, Dr. Peppers.
When you said that, I said, is it with the S?
No, he be saying that.
Dr. Peppers. But I feel like he hears it a little bit from Katina, like days after the event has happened, but like getting it from anybody else, like he has made up in his mind that the type of man he came into this situation is just any woman to be on the other side of him should be lucky, that he's not even like contemplating that. No, you are not bringing the salt. You ain't got the sauce. Yeah. You don't have it at all.
Yeah, someone just said this, and I actually was just about to say that he doesn't respect women. I honestly, that might be some of his problem. I'd be talking to Kev about this. There are just some men that cannot hear from women. There's just some men, and he just strikes me as the type of man that just can't hear from women. And that's why he talks to Katina the way he does. That's why he couldn't take it from, because someone was like, Dr. Cow should have talked to him. Well, that's the problem. If Dr. Cow was going to say the same truth that Dr. Pepper said, it really shouldn't matter.
Mm-hmm. You know, he reminds me of something. Go ahead, Tank.
No, I'm just saying, it shouldn't matter, but somebody like, if you're right, then somebody like him, it does.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a choice. Sorry. I was going to say, it's not a can't. It's definitely a choice. Yeah. He is choosing to be like, there is nothing you could be saying to me that could be of any relevance, because you have no idea what it means to be a husband, to be devoted, to be all these things that he thinks he is. And at the end of the day, it's just like, you can take that cape that you got on thinking you super husband and go ahead and mail it using ShipStation, because ain't nothing you doing right now really worth it. And with ShipStation, your small business can fly way higher than Elijah Wan. Ain't I right, Melissa?
Yes, you are. You are correct. I was on the wrong date, but we're on the right one now. Listen, Kevin and I just had a sale for our merchandise. Why?
Why we had the sale?
I was acting like Elijah Wan because I asked myself a question.
Because it was not, I was nervous. It was. We wanted to sell it to the Patreon.
So Kevin and I just ran a huge clearance sale to clear out our inventory on our website. And we did that through ShipStation.
We
had a ton of stuff. The great thing, listen, they offer a lot of things, but I'm going to tell you something really practical that they offer, and that is inventory tracking. So that allows you, for example, if you have something in stock and you want to sell it beyond the stock that you have, it'll keep adding up the number and tell you exactly how much you oversold. Therefore, you know how much you need to replenish and create and make and all of that. Really, really great. It makes it really easy if you need to plug in like a shirt. Maybe you have a variation of one black, one pink. It allows you to add that variation and then do the sizes. If you want to delete an item, it makes it very, very easy. They also allow you to fully integrate into Amazon, eBay, Etsy, your own website from anywhere, even on your phone. You can manage it. They have like the creator's version. I don't know what to call it, but it makes it really easy to track what's going on. You pull up a dashboard. You can see what your sales were for the day. You can manage what was selling really well, so you can over-index on those items, even in sizes. It makes it very, very simple. Plus, also too, you can save money when you compare carrier options and choose the best shipping solutions every time. Your business can be accessed, can access the same discounted rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies. Ship more in less time with ShipStation. Use my offer code TBTB to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the page and type in TBTB. ShipStation, make ship happen. Okay, very good. Anything else on these peoples?
Yeah, I want to say one thing. Elijah Wan do something that I used to do in my marriage.
Tell us about it.
So I used to compare my, well, he compares himself now to his old self. Mm-hmm. And he wants credit for a person Katina didn't know. Mm. I compared myself to other husbands. I'm like, I might not be, you know, this dude's cheating on his wife. This dude ain't got no job. This dude this, and I'm here. And Elijah Wan was like, you don't understand. People didn't come to my house. I used to do this. So he thinks because he's not doing the bad behaviors that he did as, what was it, Isaac? It was his bad person?
Oh, his alter ego or something?
Isaac. It was Isaac.
He thinks because he's not Isaac, he should get all the credit from not being Isaac. But Katina never met Isaac. She met Elijah Wan. And from where he is to where he is now, kudos. But you just went from god-awful destroyer of women, destroyer of souls, to just pretty awful destroyer of women, destroyer of souls. You are still not at good yet. And you want credit for deleting a dating app because you would have been running through whores, and now you're not. And you're just at least not out with a lot of women. But that doesn't mean you are an emotionally intelligent, safe, non-condescending, good partner. And that's why he feels like he's doing so much work and he's not getting credit for it. But there's no credit to give, because that work was done in a previous lifetime, and she doesn't know that person. And therefore, it doesn't matter, and nobody wants to hear it, and it's frustrating to him because he... That was the clearest burp I've ever heard.
That was like high definition.
Yes. I felt like
I thought it was silent.
We heard it come from your lungs.
We heard it. All eight of our ears heard that.
The bottom, up and out, and then to the side when you try to blow it out.
I didn't even hear it.
I heard a heartbeat.
That was gurgling.
It felt like a Jurassic Park with the T-Rex.
But anyway, I think that's why he's so frustrated, and that's why we're like, bro, you still got a long way to go. And also, we as the viewers did not know that person. We just like, he's like, you ever had the mom and the girl together? And people are like, no, that seems terrible. And he's like, well, you know, I have. And I think that's why he thinks he has done so much work, because we all sit here and watch him and be like, what work have you done?
Yeah, but you don't know, you didn't know the old me. Yeah, but the new you is doing this. And
because he stopped himself from re-downloading that dating app. And because she had hers, she think he was doing what he would have done.
Mm-hmm.
It couldn't cross his mind that she could have just forgot about it. That's all I have to offer as a real point.
What I also have to say about Elijah Wan is that he, I think a lot of times, confuses his preferences for the fact of the matter. So his desires for Katina, or his desires for a wife, he has tried to make that as a fact of what makes a good wife, of what makes a good partner, when he's not realizing a lot of these are just preferences. His desire for her to cook, his desire for her to have thought of all the things that he thought of to prepare for this moment that she didn't do. His desire for her to be able to just acknowledge when he's hurt and not defend her case ever.
Mm-hmm.
These are not things that make a good wife. And in his head, they might be a good thing to make a wife for him, but he's not understanding that this is what makes him a terrible husband. Is especially for something like this, like experiment, is to come in with expectations that do not necessarily make a marriage thrive.
Yeah.
Everybody comes in with their preferences, obviously, but to be able to distinguish, is this a preference or is this a fundamental thing that will make or break a marriage? And he does not acknowledge that at all. And the thing that I feel like Dr. Pepper were pointing out were things that actually are needed in a good marriage. And one of those things is you can't be out here belittling your wife and thinking that that's going to turn into something that's functional and not toxic.
Well, the thing about Olajuwon that I honestly believe, I think he's a great husband. I think he's a fantastic husband for 1923. He doesn't hit his wife. He doesn't cheat on her. He goes to work. He talks to her. And she has a house to live in, and he lets her cook, and he's just correcting her. She's not wrong. He's just not right for him. The problem is 2022.
No. I'm going to disagree with you though a little bit. I don't mean to disagree with you, but I'm going to disagree with you. Mm-hmm. The reason why it's not okay in this time or another is because he lacks respect.
Well, that's what my whole point is.
In 1923, it's not okay either. But even if it was the standard.
Right. I'm just gonna let you in.
All I'm saying is that the fact that he lacks respect and he's in the grocery store treating her as if she is 14 or 15 years old and can't pick out the meat and literally quizzing her on how are you going to season the meat, and then when she says barbecue sauce, tries to make it seem like she didn't just say salt and pepper when the only thing he added was salt and pepper, is problematic for me. That's where I'm just like, you are treating her as if she is stupid, as if she doesn't know anything, as if she doesn't have those life skills and the wife skills. And the thing about it that makes it like soup, this is why I'm like low-key kind of turning on Elijah Wan, is that it feeds into how she will feel about herself, and that's not okay.
And listen, not only that, I hate somebody that's going to critique how I'm doing something and they don't know how to do it themselves.
Mm.
Now that'll piss me off. Now, if he was this amazing chef that cooked anything but breakfast, then I'd be like, okay, I don't mind if I were in her shoes and this wasn't a toxic situation. I'd be like, well, teach me. He don't know what he doing. and go and tell her, yeah, but what else? You say seasoning, but what else? What else? You tell me what else. First of all, to challenge, this lets me know he don't know what he's doing. If somebody's saying they don't know how to cook, ribs is not what you throw them to. Right. You don't say, cook some ribs. No, definitely have her cook lamb. Lamb don't need much.
Nah.
You gonna say ribs? I don't even know how to cook ribs.
Yeah, ribs take time to do right.
I don't even mess with ribs still. I have people over for barbecue and I cook everything else and I order the ribs and then I put them in the thing and look like I cooked them.
Hold on, what now?
That's true.
I buy ribs.
And what else do you cook?
I make chicken and burgers and dogs and stuff.
I haven't experienced this, Kevin.
I don't really do it no more. I don't have no grill at my house.
I was like, where's your grill now, though?
I ain't grilled since we moved from
Calabasas. You see me look at him, I was like,
what?
I used to grill in Calabasas at my old house.
You did, though. You did.
Oh, that must have been nice, Josh.
Well, I mean, it was a quick period.
I grew that day.
It was a quick period.
We weren't there for long.
Yeah, they were there for like 4 hours.
They were there for a short time.
It's beating a dead horse at this point with Elijah.
No, nah, can you hit a couple more times?
To go. Now, y'all hit some very good points. It's been said.
Yeah. Okay. So done with them. Let's move on to the other couple that I was really sad and disappointed about. Go ahead.
It's probably the next couple you move. I was just shocked at when they met with the experts. How both couples,
thank you,
two
I'm
of
hot.
The couples, came in back to their partner. The ones that I feel needed the most work came back to their partner with corrections for the partner that's been putting in the work.
Who are you talking about?
Lindsay.
Oh.
And Michael.
Mark.
No. Oh, Lindsay and Mark. And, yeah, Lindsay and then
Mike and Jasmina.
And then Jasmina. They both came back like, so this is what you, the questions they were asking is like, how can you improve?
Oh, I thought their conversation went so well.
But we'll get to that.
Wait, let's not go to them. I actually thought it went well, but can we talk about Noi and Steve though?
I was like, we better be going there. Let me go ahead and unleash real quick. Noi is the type of person that I would spend my lifetime trying to figure out how to piss her off in a way that she couldn't hide it, because that
just sit back and kick I'm my feet going out. Take my shoes off.
That I'm just going to pretend as if my asshole behavior is acceptable, because who gonna check me? Oh no, I'm going to check you, and I'm going to spend my life devoting to pissing you off in a way that you can't passive aggressively.
And they say opposites attract. Me. You hear this woman?
No, like that
Angel
type...
always is like, oh, I will destroy everything. What's this, a grenade in my pocket? Ah, how convenient.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would have been, thank God. Thank God she's with a mild-tempered person like Steve. Because after that incident she pulled, after she talked to Dr. Cow, and she was like, I mean, but it's my social media and I'll do whatever.
That's
I'm
when
separate
I
of you.
Well.
And I'm separate of Dr. That's Cow. I would have been like, bet. I'm about to, every time you take off your makeup and you at what you are at your most insecure place, I'm going to take a picture of you and I'm going to post it on my social media and be like, I even love you when you look like this.
No, that's not what you need to say, Angel. You would need to say everybody deserves somebody pretty, but you know.
Yes, that's the type of stuff.
That's how she be subbing him. The thing that pissed me off the most about her is she basically said, I don't really like my husband like that. He was like, why are you putting our business on social media? She was like, that could have been about anything.
But then circled around and was like, it's my social media. This is the thing that is frustrating to me about Noi is, number one, I'm quite surprised that she didn't say, or she was saying she was having a hard time speaking up, because even in the beginning, she was speaking up. It was a little like, no, still. Like, it was like that, but I did feel like she was, like, speaking up. And to be completely honest, she really has been saying the same thing. Money is an issue. I need you to get a job. Money is an issue. So it's really not new news. It's just the planning of it all. The reason I turned on Noi is because of that conversation. Number one, you're caught red-handed. You know the post is about Steve, period. Every post you've made about Steve has been about worthiness and deserving and what you deserve and standards. Every single post. So now to come around and say, I mean, it really wasn't about you. It was about anything. But also, I'd be feeling like that.
Right. Exactly.
Infuriating.
Yeah, I turned on Noi weeks and weeks ago. She's immature. She's childish. She does not deserve somebody as level-headed as Steve. She got a lot of self-work to do.
This is the thing.
I'm so sick and tired of this woman.
Sick and tired?
Yes. Like, she needs to leave. And when I actually watched it today, and I was just like, how are people on her side still? Like,
no, we can turn on her now.
She is just like,
all
in
right,
the conversation.
No, wait, this
she,
is how she, we feel about
she
you.
Acts so bratty about it. And it's like, y'all know I'm like, Angel already said it. I would lose money. I would devote time and energy just to do things to inconvenience and piss her off on purpose. I'm talking about
let the air out of all four tires
every morning.
I would be like, I have a 9-to-5. My 9-to-5 is pissing you off. And the thing, because here's the thing, I've never disagreed with what Noi desired. For him to have financial security. Now, in her mind, financial security is a 9-to-5 because she understands you input work at that 9-to-5. They have to pay you. And being that he has never taken the time to really, at least not on camera, to really break down how he can bring in income, how he can sustain that income, I can understand why she's still afraid and insecure in that area. So I've never not been on her side with that. But the way she handles these situations when she's upset with him, last episode when she told him to kiss her ass,
yeah,
I was like, okay, girl. All right. Like, you obviously, you don't need to be nobody's mama right now. You don't need to be worried about no kids.
She
be
has
thankful
a kid.
For your dog.
She has a kid. He has four
her
legs.
Baby.
Sushi.
And blue eyes.
The other thing is Steve is so composed.
And that's what's frustrating.
He is so composed and just, it was the okay. first inkling where he said aloud, I don't know if this is what I want in a wife. I don't know if this is the relationship mm-hmm. that I
Man,
want.
I was
this
so
is
happy
a red
to hear
flag.
Him say
I
that.
Was happy for him I too. Was like, good for you.
Because she making it seem like she is making it seem like he is just not meeting up to her standards, which is fair, but it was the first time. Wait, I want to back up. Was I misunderstanding that she hadn't said what she's been saying the whole time directly to him?
She ain't said nothing to him.
She could, right? Did they have Pastor Cal?
No.
They had Pastor
Cal?
No,
I feel she like said, she has. And so it was weird when she said she hadn't asked, because I feel like several episodes she's been like,
I agree.
You need a job.
I think the specifics of it all hasn't been worked out. But the idea, because we've all known that that's the issue. Is that he doesn't have a job. But I think she never said, like, how much money could you potentially bring in? Or, you know, what could this plan look like with that? It's just been like, you need a job. I don't want a job. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was saying last week. It seems like they just haven't had a simple conversation. When he busted open the laptop, I'm like, why did you do this 2-3 weeks ago?
Steve right. was happy than a mug to pull up an Excel spreadsheet with tabs
like,
on
yeah,
the
you
bottom.
You
want to
talk about it? You got your
Let's
little,
talk about our financial.
You got your little struggling salary over there. Look at me, though.
Not that. But I do find it weird. I hear a little. Do y'all hear something?
Somebody typing on the keyboard.
I thought that was you making a joke.
I did. I thought it was you ruffling feathers.
No, I don't. I made that. But then there was like a hissing noise. Sorry. Anyways.
It was her.
I don't know why. Because Steve is so level-headed, I don't know why he did not speak to that fear until Dr. Pepper talked to him. Like, I feel like he could have easily... Instead of talking about, well, I don't have time to clean or I don't have time to cook or dream of a future. I don't know why. If he's this organized to pull out an Excel sheet and talk about money, he could have did that. She's been complaining about money since the honeymoon. So I also don't know why he was so slow to drag his feet in this moment. But only I'm glad he did. But I don't think they're going to make it.
I don't either. The only thing that I can think of is that he really didn't understand what she was asking for. If the conversation was simply, you need to work, and he didn't understand, like, no, I need an actual plan. Like, if she's never said that and it didn't click for him, that's the only thing I can think of, because I can imagine a scenario. I know, actually, we've had scenarios where Kevin has presented something to me and I'm like, literally at the beginning, I was like, no, Steve, don't say that. You're not speaking to the right insecurity. Like, you're speaking wrong. But I know as a dreamer, Kev coming to me and be like, I know you think that's what I want to hear, but it's missing what I actually need you to say to me. So I think it wasn't clicking. And it seems so obvious, but for some reason, I don't know. I don't think he got it. I don't know. And
I don't give him that much credit.
And I think she was, someone said this here, I think she was avoiding the conversation.
Well, her whole response all season has been to avoid stuff.
Yeah.
She avoids stuff by avoiding the conversation, mm-hmm. literally leaving the apartment.
Right.
She avoids it by walking away.
And this walking time we away, saw sarcasm too.
Yeah. I mean, walking away is not bad sometimes if you're mm-hmm. just taking a 10-minute walk to get your exercise on.
That's right.
And that's what Noom wants you to do. Is take 10 minutes out your day to get it together. So, Noy, if you're going to walk, don't just walk away. Say, hey, Steve, I'm getting my Noom on, okay? I'm not just walking because I'm avoiding the conversation. I'm walking because Noom just says, hey, all we need is 10 minutes a day. We're all busy. She's busy avoiding conversations.
Hello?
I'm busy doing things. And that's why Noom says, hey, Kev, you want to lose that little bit? You want to feel better? You want that bell to go pop, pop, pop instead of just pop, and not be on the first loop? You want to go three down? Mm-hmm. I want to go three down.
Okay, I want them custom suits to not be get bigger. I don't want to get resized every time. Unless they're getting, I want to take them in, not let it out. And too many clothes have to be let out in my life. Okay, I don't want to, I don't have a certain size. I just want to be a take in, not a let out.
Easy to get rid of fabric.
Yeah. But see, I had a jacket for the Oscars I wanted to wear. She said, let some out. I went down to the tailor. They said, ain't no let out. Can't make it bigger. But I wanted to wear it. You can't. It ain't going to button. What if Denzel is there? He's going to be like, young man, you ain't button and you ain't got no undershirt on. And I'm saying, yeah, and my butt is out. And I don't want that to happen. And that's why you need Noom. Noom is just saying nothing.
Oh. What are you doing?
Noom is saying nourishing instead of restricting. Noom doesn't believe in restricting you or what you can or can't eat. If you want to go over to Marcus' house and have a burger and a dog, Noom said that's okay. Mm-hmm. Just get back on track tomorrow. Yeah. But that's my problem. Josh, right now, he's on. Mm-hmm. He's been eating rice cakes and
all because of Noom.
All because of Noom. I said, Josh, what you doing? He said, I'm getting my dog on Noom on. Mm-hmm. He down 16, 17 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's closer to 16.
But... Ay, caramba.
16. 17. Okay.
Listen, I want you guys to have that because more than 75% of users complete the program. More than 60% of users lose 5% or more body fat, body weight. More than 60% of users lose 5% or more body weight by 16 weeks. And more than 60% of users engaged with the program keep the weight off for a year more. Noom is grounded in science. It's the heart of everything they do. They publish more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles to inform users, practitioners, scientists, and the public about how their methods work and their how effective they are. Now listen this. This is the call to action. Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at noom.com/TBTV.
TBTV.
That's noom.com/TBTV.
TBTV.
Make Noom work for you.
Very good. And after you're working out and you're feeling good, you're going to want to look good. And the best way to accomplish that is by doing a manicure.
Yes.
Listen, there is nothing like having your nails freshly done. It just does something to you. Good brow day, good skin day, good hair day, good nail day. I have a different name. Her name is Cinnamon, and it's S-I-N because she's into everything she shouldn't be into.
Ooh!
That's who's coming to Vegas with us.
That's dope. I actually like that.
And all of in June is here. They have a Manny system. Everything you need to go to a salon or for a salon quality manicure in one box. This is the thing, and this is why I need to get my life together and get my Olive and June on yet again. I actually need to go to the salon. Who has the time? Not me. Who can make an appointment? Not me. If I could just simply do this at my house when I have the time and the energy without leaving my house and being in the salon for 2 and 3 hours because they're always running late, even though you make an appointment. That was a little bit of therapy, but whatever. That's why Olive in June is here. You're able to customize your choices with 6 polishes. The polish doesn't chip and lasts for 7 days or more, and it breaks down to just $2 a manicure. With gas in LA at $6 a gallon, $2 for a manicure is a steal. What you love most about the Olive and June Manny system is that it is easy to get salon-worthy nails at home. It is a difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourselves and how they look now that you've done the Manny system. That's the Manny system difference. How affordable the manicures are in comparison to what you get at the salon. And yes, and you'll get reactions from your friends and family. Very good. I'm laughing at myself reading this.
You crack it up.
Very good. Olive and June offers press-ons that look so real, they last so long, and they have many sizes that you can find the perfect fit. There's no damage to your real nails, and you get manis in less than 10 minutes, and they are better than gel. Visit oliveandjune.com/bald.
Bald.
Bald.
B-A-L-D for 20% off your first Manny system. That's Olive, O-L-I-V-E, and June, ANDJUNE.com/bald, B-A-L-D, for 20% off your first Manny system. I am officially done with Noy and Steve. I do not think they're going to make it.
They're not going to make it.
Yeah.
No, they're not gonna make it.
I don't think
They're not gonna make it at all.
I am holding to my idea that this might. I haven't seen all the Married at First Sight seasons, but I'm believing that nobody's gonna make it this season. I think the writing's on the wall. Chris and Alyssa didn't even make it to the apartments together. Mark and Lindsay done. Cat photo shoot can't save them. Olajuwon and Katina, I think she's gonna come to her senses. Michael and Jasmina,
I think they're gonna make it.
No, she ain't attracted to him.
I think they're gonna make it.
She said, he said, I'll give you a kiss every night.
Let's get to Jasmina and Michael.
Fine.
So, hold on, who were we just talking about?
Jasmina and Michael.
That's who we was going to?
Yeah. All right. I think they're going to make it.
Why? She don't want to kiss him. He told her not to. She was like, thank you. Oh, my God. I was sick of doing that. I didn't feel nothing when I did that.
I think Pastor Cal was wrong on that one when he said.
I'm happy you said that because I wanted to ask that.
Yeah, I think he was wrong by telling Michael that was wrong to tell him or to stop kissing her because out of obligation. I'm like, you don't want to kiss somebody just because they feel obligated.
I would have done the same thing. Right.
Like, yeah, it was a bad move. I'm like, no, that wasn't. Like, why would you want to put her in that position if you already trying to work on things and it's like, well, I'm your husband, so come on, lay them on.
I don't want no love and kiss.
No love and kiss.
I do. Yeah. Yes, I don't care. I'll take obligation. Marcus don't want to have to compliment me all the time. He does it out of obligation. And
that's not right. That's not. That's dead wrong.
That is dead right. Marcus will be like, this heifer going to be on me if I don't tell her.
I have to tell her right away. Like, immediately.
Yeah.
It's like she walked into the room like, your foot was only in here. Like, you ain't even laid your foot down yet. Walk into the room first. Let me see it.
Yeah,
So you don't care, Angel, if it's obligation compliment?
Hell no. Listen, I got to get what I need. Listen, the same thing. Marcus don't care if I'm giving him ass out of a desire or obligation as long as
that's
it happens.
That's completely different.
As long as what?
That's completely different. For one, we're in a good, healthy relationship. They don't even know each other like that.
And do you take obligation, but?
Absolutely, I'll take obligation, but.
Then why are you talking about to take obligation kisses?
Petty, but. I'll take sympathy, but.
You take, huh, take this and hurry up?
All the time, apparently.
Listen, this is never we used to do the Love Hour Live. Listen, some days you want to sit down and Ruth Chris and have a whole steak and dinner and wine. Some days
you want in and out.
Some days you just want in and out. I'm starving.
Give me these animal fries. Let me go on about my business.
And I'm just going to be in and out. A little bit of that. Give me a little bit of hum butt. A little bit of hum butt ain't never hurt nobody.
Huh.
Huh. Take this and hush. And you better not be taking all day and don't do all that stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
Get in there and get out. You done?
So that's
all right.
That's what I'm saying is that
a spectrum. There's levels to this.
Listen, that's close to 20 years, but when you like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to take what I can get. It's just like playing spades. I gotta get this book. You like that Jack walk? Okay, take it.
But he stopped doing it out of making her feel more comfortable.
But no, but the thing is that they are married. So while if this was the dating situation, I'd be like, maybe not. But because they are married and they're actually trying to see if this is going to work before they get to decision day, I do get why Pastor Cal would say that because... In a dating scenario, you wait to see what people's desires are and what they're like, what they would naturally be inclined to. But I feel like in a situation where you're saying somebody else pair me with the person I'm going to marry, I do feel like they said, sometimes you got to start doing the action and let the feeling come later because they're on a very short time clock.
Yeah.
And trying to wait for those feelings that for some people in a regular relationship don't come until 4 months down the line, 6 months. They got 2 months.
They ain't got 2 months left.
Nah. I definitely think that I was telling, I think you asked me this last night. I'm happy you brought it up because I wanted to pose it. I think I agree and disagree with Pastor Cal. I agree because I've actually said aloud before that sometimes you have to commit your body and the feelings will follow. just a lot of times, and maybe that's obligation, but a lot of times you don't feel like doing something, but once you do it, you feel like doing it. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know what I mean? It's easy. So I do agree with that.
But thing is like, how long?
But hold on. Let me tell you why I disagreed, because I'm about to come back to you. The reason I disagree, though, is because I do feel like because they are so newly married and just on the stranger aspect that, like, out of respect, I understand why he stopped. However, I feel like he stopped everything. And I think that's where, like...
Or she stopped everything.
Yeah, and so even when Dr. Pepper was saying, like, hold hands, like, do something that allows your body to understand that this is more than a roommate experience, that this is an intimate, you know what I mean? Like, you are my husband. Mm-hmm. I think that is right. I think you have to sometimes get out of your own way, out of your own head of, like, you're a stranger. I don't know you, so I'm about to treat you like a stranger. You have to do the things that foster that type of intimacy, even when it's awkward, uncomfortable, and may not be, like, natural. Because to Angel's point, they are married.
That's a great point. But here's my question. Yeah. Let me do this real quick.
No, yeah.
The point I want to ask y'all, because y'all are, like, y'all obligation, but, you know, joke. We joking, but, you know. My question to you is, this early in your relationship, would you have felt different? Because you
absolutely
can, and I think that's the thing he's saying. Like, at 4 weeks, I wouldn't have the strength to be able to be like, I'm okay with that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's part of part of what I was gonna I was wondering how long had they been doing like the kiss before bed, and then let's say they've been together for 4 weeks and they was doing that for 3.5 weeks. Mm-hmm. So he's like, every night we've been going in for this and she is mentally pulling back. I'm like, for me, that would seem normal if she were to tell me that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know what? I'm thinking to myself, I ain't gonna make her do that.
Yep.
But go ahead.
Well, you weren't making her do it. She was doing it herself. There's the difference. If she was saying, I'm doing it because I feel like he's forcing me to do it, that's one thing.
Yeah.
Her feeling the obligation herself, that's her own thing. Yes, he decided to pull back in order to make her more comfortable. But I do feel as though I can't equate me and Marcus's situation based off of theirs, because me and Marcus's situation started with physical attraction. So it wasn't a hard thing for me to want to cross the line of we are not, our physical touch was past friendship. For them, that's not how they started off at all. And I do think trying to take all the traditional rules of how you grow in intimacy and trying to apply it in this situation is not going to work with these two. With these two very, it seemed like, naturally cold people.
Yeah.
They seem very comfortable in a cold place of not giving a lot. And the fact that she says that she's actually a very sexual person I do, like I said last week, when she was like hugging him from behind and stuff, and I was just like, that seems weird for you to do that and you don't find yourself attracted to him. So I was saying this all to say that I agree with Dr. Cal in this instance, because their neutral is cold. Their neutral does not seem as lovey-dovey as I think it should be. So I think he should have just allowed her to do what she felt out of obligation. And if she ever said, I don't want to do this anymore, then to say, okay, that's fine.
Listen, Steph's romance book talk said something in the comments that I didn't think of, but it's so true. She said, every scene with them is viewed from two cameras, one on him and one on her. They don't even be in the same frame on this whole show.
Mm-hmm. God dang.
They don't never be on the same frame.
No, rarely when they that's not true.
You talking about the cooking. Drive? Angel, no, the point remains. It's very rare.
That you can remember, like, no, they were together.
You remember the one time
in the car,
because you have to physically be. But for the most part, for the most part, they don't even be physically that close to each. Because at least Noy and Steve was arguing from
the
couch.
Yeah, they were.
They looked very.
I thought about
cringy.
That when I was watching that. I was like, when she said some physical touch, like, you know, physically touch your partner when you're talking to him. I'm like, yeah, usually they're standing on opposite sides of the room when they're having these discussions.
Yeah.
I think if Michael is able to take Pastor Cal's advice, that I think I think the gap can be closed. You guys, I have hope. I do have hope for this.
You have the audacity of hope.
I do.
If he makes his changes, or
what do you guys do? Let's go to the conversation, because you didn't like their conversation after they met with the experts.
I didn't like, no, because, okay, to me, he hasn't seemed shut down or cold. It seems like he's been, like, making efforts. Even if the effort has been annoying, it's like he's putting in effort to where she's only accepting his effort and not, girl, you got changes to make, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when they came back and had their conversations, it's like, so, Michael, what changes are you going to make? Yeah. Here are my questions. And he's like, you're right. I'm going to do this and do that and do that. End scene. I'm like, hold on. And the same thing, well, the next couple, the same happened with them, too. I'm like, why are they making all of the changes? And you got the ones that seem to be the obstacle of this being successful with nothing to do.
Yeah. She does feel like she's on a different game.
Yeah, I was confused.
A different experiment. Word.
I was like, did I miss something? I know I was in the kitchen, but the TV is loud as hell. I was like, maybe they'll explain it to me. I didn't get it.
I didn't interpret their conversation that way. I just have hope that they can make it.
I think they could.
Why
honestly.
You want them to make it no, so bad?
I just feel like
black love, Kevin.
Yes, they're black love.
Damn it,
that's Cody and Tommy's thing. It not is. Married at first sight.
But the other thing is, I choose
stage. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead, Melissa.
I just also think that their issues are not as insurmountable as they are making them out to seem. I believe
that's true.
We shall overcome.
The thing is, they're not insurmountable. They just are refusing to take those steps, though.
But I feel like he's trying.
He has been trying. She is not.
Well, I don't think he thinks that she hasn't been trying. Because when he admitted that he wasn't trying, she'd be like, okay, he could have easily been like, and you too. But I do think, I do agree with you, Melissa. I don't think their differences are, would you say insurmountable?
Mm-hmm.
However you say that word. I do think if they were to go ahead and add in the physical touch, like they did at Tantric Yoga, like they had a breakthrough then. I think physical touch has to be more a part of their equation in order for all the other pieces, where with some people, it's the other way around, where if they do the emotional stuff first and they do all the deep conversation first, the physical comes. I think they are the exact opposite. If they were just in each other's faces more, really lovey-dovey, I think all those conversations, all those emotional connections, even though she says, when he touches me, I feel nothing.
That was just, that's the Gottman resentment. Maybe not resentment, but John Gottman has a five horsemen of, like, basically
horsemen.
You're gonna get a divorce if you have one of these, and I think it's either resentment or contempt.
That's on there. They're both on there.
Oh, they're separate.
Mm-hmm.
That I feel nothing is like to feel nothing with four weeks to go. I don't think y'all gonna make it. I don't know if
I
you
don't
can
think she's telling the truth.
You think she feels something?
I do. I think,
why would she say nothing?
I think she's protecting herself. I think she's trying to protect herself. And I think if there was more intention behind his touch and not just like, oh, I am putting my hand on you because you're standing here. But if there were more intention behind
it.
Yeah,
but you got to want to touch. Nothing is inviting about wanting to touch a lion because it's going to maul you.
Yeah, but last week she really was pressed all up on him.
Yeah,
the thing about it is, I feel like they going to make it. The thing about it is, this is
let
the
her
thing.
Have this, Marcus.
I was trying to say that, but
don't
y'all,
take it away
no,
from her.
No,
I'm gonna co-sign you real quick.
You better say a good word.
It's going to be a handshake.
Oh, I'm waiting.
He brought it back.
Oh, you want me to talk?
Yeah.
All right. If he makes those changes that they both see that he needs to make, and if she, because she was like, when I feel nothing, sometimes feeling something is a choice.
Okay.
What you
and,
say?
Yeah. And if she, if she can then now see that he's putting in the effort and she can accept that effort, there will be an attraction there. And I do see them making it. The time left, that is going to be a lot of work on both of them. But she needs to put in that effort. More effort than she has thus far. What has she done?
I was just about to
say
that.
She pressed up against him
lately.
Last week.
What has she done?
She pressed up against him
last week. She pressed up.
She was up on him. I was like, they seem very close.
No strides.
That's a huge stride.
She needs one stride. She needs one stride.
I think all he has to do, right, is have her press up against him again in the kitchen. And then he just got to turn around and be like, ooh,
real
girl.
Real quick. Hey, yeah, I caught you. Come here.
<That's
it. laughs> Gotcha. Yeah. Catch her off guard and lean into her lean in. What did Dr. Pepper say? Mm-hmm. That was a bid.
Take that bid. Don't ever
You know what he
got to
do? Take the booty scooch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The booty scooch is sometimes
Nikki,
all
Nikki
you
Marie,
have is a
booty we're not
scooch.
Talking about what else she has done. I'm just talking about the one thing she did do.
The booty scooch is the lean in.
Don't be negative.
We're giving this to Liz.
Don't be negative.
They're going to make it. I never, you know what? I just feel a change.
I honestly do think they can if they.
Oh, I absolutely think they can. I absolutely think they can. I think they just need to do more activities that cause them to have physical connection. More activities that make it a little more, like I said, I think that tantric massage one.
I agree with that.
I mean, mm-hmm. What yoga was really good.
I agree with that.
Do you think she wants somebody more assertive?
I don't know.
In that department,
not
aggressive, but like just a little more.
He might need to be a little more assertive.
Possibly more assertive, but I think he has to be in situations where touch is acceptable, like doing facials or helping her apply her Apostrophe medicine that she got from using Apostrophe, our sponsor. Those type of things, I feel as though, would really draw them near, because y'all already know Apostrophe is a way for you to get a registered license dermatologist.
Big derma.
To prescribe you for your skin. Amen. Go ahead and tell them about it, Liz.
So this is the thing. Knocking on 40's door and having skin problems is extremely ghetto.
Who is it?
It's acne is who it is. It's ghetto. Ah! It is very, very, very.
It's the white refrigerator.
Ghetto. Nobody wants a white refrigerator.
It's ghetto.
In the house. I got one in the garage.
It's just nobody wants to live here.
Angel, it got dark behind you to highlight that pimple.
It's ghetto. Are you stressed? You don't be breaking out.
I know. I thought me and your husband's cycle had lined up again. No,
let's
just
see your chin.
Me.
Part that beard.
I don't have nothing.
You sure? I'm sure just it's on there somewhere. Bumps.
Well, listen. The great thing about Apostrophe is they can take care of it quick, fast, in a hurry. No matter if you are. You have a big event like a job interview, a wedding, you're on set shooting shows. Come on over here and be doing the things. Or if you just really want to look good, feel good, because you are the reason and the occasion, and good skin is something you deserve. It is your birthright. Then Apostrophe is here. They are a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. Okay, we all have to work. Well, not all of us, but some of us, me, have to work really, really hard to get our skin in check. And so what they will do is connect you to a board certified dermatologist who will create a personalized treatment plan that is perfectly tailored to your unique skin care needs. All of us have different skin. Some of us have dry skin. Some of us have really oily skin, acne prone skin. Whatever the case may be, they will assess your specific skin type, your specific skin goals, and what you're looking for, and then provide you with a prescription that is unique to you. Apostrophe treats all types of skin, from hormonal acne to facial acne, and even chestknee, backknee, and buttknee.
Buttony cracks me up every time.
Like, for real, that's on there.
Buttony.
No, I'm just saying, that's on
people,
there.
I get pimples on my butt.
Do you?
My butt be like, we going to the prom, pimple. I got a pimple.
Me too.
Is it? That's why it don't come on your face?
It come
they
on my
treat
face too.
Back breakouts from these head
the
to buttony
be on your face?
Or just acne.
Okay, very
sorry,
good.
Sorry.
We have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with an Apostrophe provider at apostrophe.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
TBTB.
Use our code TBTB.
TBTB.
This code is available only to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
And click begin visit. Then use our code TBTB.
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 Uh-huh. Use our code TBTB at sign up. Use our code to get started. Just go to apostrophe.com/TBTB and click begin visit. Then use our code TBTB at sign up and you'll get your first visit for only $5. That's apostrophe.com/TBTB and use the code TBTB to get your dermatologist crafted treatment plan for $5. We thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast.
I got a question about the white refrigerator. We had a green one.
That's from the 70s.
Yeah, that feels feels like growing pains.
That was green.
It had Freon in it still, huh?
Probably.
Was it an ice box? Did y'all have a block of ice?
No, it wasn't an ice box. We had a freezer. Now we had the refrigerator and then the freezer. The freezer was white. Yeah.
So the fridge was only a fridge?
Yeah. Well, no, I had a small freezer at the top.
Oh,
about but it was green with the wooden handle.
That's very 70s.
A wooden handle.
It was like wood grain.
Wood grain with the leather seats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know white refrigerator was ghetto till Nene said that.
Not a white refrigerator.
I had a white refrigerator up until
I ain't seen nothing wrong with a white refrigerator.
Got a white refrigerator.
I said it in the garage.
Yeah,
I think it'd be germane.
Hey, you go to the appliance store, they got some nice white refrigerators.
What's wrong with the white refrigerator?
I don't know.
Why does it have to be stainless
steel? Maybe from the hood, the white refrigerator is always a little smaller.
Yeah, that's true.
Once I redo our kitchen, it might be white refrigerator, but like white to match the cabinets or something. But
oh, that's what I want one day. I want them fridge that look like cabinets. Man,
we've seen those.
Ooh, they're big. They're nice.
So nice.
They be so.
It just be hidden.
They got a walk-in one. You can go in there and it's hot.
Oh, that's a pantry.
I want that so bad. I think that's the biggest flex. That and the double oven is like.
We could insulate the pantry. And run refrigerant lines over to it and just make it a freezer.
I had thought about running refrigerant lines over mine.
Yeah, because Kim Kardashian has that.
They got good deals on the refrigerant lines.
That's Amara's favorite place. We can't do that. That's Amara's like special happy place.
In the pantry?
The pantry.
Oh, yeah. That's his favorite place. He knows what it's called. That's how.
Really?
We put one of those child-proof locks at the top. And he just get mad. He just walk over and point to it and look at you like, you know, I want to get in this.
Open
the
dog door and shut up.
He go open panty.
You dang Democrat.
Open panty, and I'll be like, I opened the panty.
He's not pronouncing it right, so correct him.
All right, who else did we talk about? Let's talk about Lindsay and Mark, child.
Again.
They're not going to make it.
How did he come with all the corrections and stuff? And she was just like, well, what you got to do, Mark?
Dog, Mark.
You got to fix this, Mark.
Pastor Cal hit Mark in the chest with the cold realization.
Listen,
what Mark, was that conversation?
He wasn't ready.
You missed it?
Was like his Lindsay is like his mama. He don't want to be his dad. That ruined his life.
Mark's eyes cried at the top before tear came out. He was like,
he said, "Do you not want to be your dad?" And Mark literally said, like he was shocked.
Like he got hit with the word defibrillator. Yeah. I said, Liz. She said he literally was taken aback. He literally felt like the words.
Hit him in the chest.
He was like, oh my, because she does all this helping like my mom did, and then I don't want to be my dad.
But what's funny is when they asked her, all of her anger and all this crap that she be bringing to the table has nothing to do with their relationship, but her pastor, I thought they were going to bring that up. Like, this is why I approach things angry. Well, what you going to do, Mike?
I wish she
would. I was like, where's your corrections at?
Lindsay should have also said, when he was like, yeah, he asked me about my mother and my father, Lindsay should have said something to the effect of, the reason my words cut sharp is because I watched my mama do that.
No, she didn't say none of that. She was like, what's a well, are you going to work on it?
Yeah.
I was like, what Twilight Zone am I in right now?
Sucks to be you, buddy. I am doing everything well.
Nah,
she does not take any accountability until he takes full accountability for everything he has done wrong.
Yeah.
Lindsay is not going to pick up any of the blame or any of the fault.
Not
and it's hard because you end up in this like cyclical situation of, well, you did this. Well, I only do this because you did this.
That's
well, you're not listening to what I said. And so there's a thing of, because he does it as well. He'll be like, well, I only respond to you in that way because of how you talk to me.
Yep.
But it's like, neither one of them are able to just hold the blame on their own in isolated form of, I should not pull away from you because I know that makes you feel terrible. And she should be able to take on the blame of, even if you are making me feel as if I'm not wanted, I have no business yelling at you like you aren't a human being that deserves respect.
Yeah.
But they're not able to like if they're not able to remove their actions from the other person's actions.
One of the things that he said, one of the things that he said that I was like, oh my God, I didn't even think about it, was you're the one who's always leaving. You're the one who's always threatening to yep. leave this relationship. You're the one who's always saying that you're completely done. And I was like, honestly, Mark, you're right. Mm-hmm. He stays. Mm-hmm. He wants to work it out in as much as he can because they're not compatible. They're just simply not compatible people.
Not at all.
But he has stayed, and she's the one who gives up. And the point of that is that you keep saying that I'm abandoning you. You keep saying that I'm pulling my emotion from you, and you are the one literally walking out. Yeah. You are the one literally.
She literally.
Do you want me to stay? Then say you want me to stay. It's like, I'm telling you to stay. Say you want me to stay.
Yeah. And she had already went in the room and closed the door before that. She was like, all he did was be like, hey, don't do that. She was like.
Well, the thing about
slam the
her
door,
is that.
Slam the door.
It ain't going. Oh, it did slam.
The thing about her is that she likes drama. When she was talking to him, she was like, you don't understand, Mark. Makes me feel how every time you walk away from me, I can't take it, Mark. I've given you everything. She loves the drama.
That's why Angel got booked on that show. She did that of her own volition.
Because that's what she. I was watching that woman, and I said, "Oh, come on, as the world turns."
She is dramatic.
She was in satin slip dress
on Broadway.
She was on.
She said, "People in the back got to see my emotion."
That was lingerie she had on.
She did have a lingerie. Mark, we're going to take pictures with the cats, and you don't want me. You pulled away, and when you did that, and she, I was just like, "Girl, bring it down. Like, where are we at? Why are we here right now? Why?"
And this is Mark.
That's all he do.
That's all.
That's literally all he do. His eyes can't open no more. He be
morning, Mark.
When she walks away, he be happy though. When she finally closes the door, he be like, "Boy, the top of my eyes was getting dry."
Marcus, we're recording that. We record that where we're at. You're going to do Mark, I'm going to do Lindsay. We're going to record that and put that up. I'm going to yell and you're going to reel. That's all he does is reel.
Let's do it before they do. We'll do it tonight. Before Andrew can come back from that television program.
Yeah,
he'd be sitting there for 10 minutes with that.
Like he just shake his head every now and then.
He just saw a ghost. And his eyes be red around. I'd be like, he look exhausted.
Too much air.
He's exhausted.
Need to
he don't know why he
water.
Ain't got no job. He got time to rest.
No, Angel, he has a job. They just asked him not to come back don't come back at all, and we just won't give you no money. That's all they
That's
said.
That's all they said.
We're just not going to give you no money, and don't come back here. But you still work here.
The words you're fired were never
They
mentioned.
Never said you're fired. They just said, don't come to this address anymore. All the rest of us will come.
Yeah, we'll be here.
And people will get paychecks.
My
for coming.
Your cubicle is no longer available to you. Stan's going to be here now.
But you're not fired.
Poor guy.
Just Jazzy said he looks like the evil bird for real.
I know, that's exactly what I was getting ready to say. That thing cracks me up.
He looked like he's sick of her though. He's sick of the whole thing.
He's gotta be. I don't see how he wouldn't be.
He does not want to hurt her, and I think that's the big reason why he hasn't walked away, even though I think he knows in his heart they ain't no way they're gonna work out.
Yeah, they're done.
They are in different addresses right now. Yeah. Whatever they are, or however now is from the show, they've been gone.
They should no longer even attempt to make it work. Because the last episode...
No, they should, because only three couples for the rest of this podcast is going to be tough.
Hello? The only reason why is because at the start... I thought for some reason going into this episode they would be on better footing.
I did too.
I every episode.
They turn it in every time before they get to the credits. Before them credits come, they don't blow it up.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened last episode where I felt like maybe they must have ended. I don't know. Regardless.
They always have
they took pictures with the cats, but Lindsay was mad still. That's she true. Just was
they didn't have
pictures.
No
They
nothing.
Always have a come to Jesus moment and everything's better and oh, I love him so much and yeah, she's a great.
No.
It's because the picture is really high.
And then they do a nosedive.
Well, child, I definitely ended last week
going,
for some reason thinking they was on better notes. So when they got to them and they said, well, you know, it's been tough. I was like, oh.
No, they ended on terrible terms. They just were happy. And Lindsay was happy during the pictures with the cats. That photographer was trash. But she was happy with it. When they showed the steals, I was like, she could have did that
she
on
was
her
down
iPhone.
There, she
it
said.
Looked like it was on the iPhone.
She yes. never went to Skillshare.
Should have went to Skillshare. TBTB. I was like, they needed Joshy Gons up in there because he would have had them cats over there
like,
with the lights
like
shining through their soul.
The cat would have been holding a microphone. Like, hey, you performed at Dreamville Fest? Mm-hmm.
But no, they ended on bad terms last episode.
They on bad terms just, every day.
They listen. Yeah. This was the icing. This is it. This is the nail in the coffin. The fat lady has sung. It's all over.
A fat lady baked the cake and put it in the coffin, put the nail in there, and then she went in there.
They need a schedule like throughout the day. It's like, all right, we're gonna be okay right here by 5 o'clock. We need to be pissed and ready to kill each other.
Yeah.
But we're gonna go to bed mad.
You know what the worst part of the episode was?
What was it?
Here's chicken thighs for dinner, and that's it. I made eight chicken thighs.
No, the best part.
Here's a piece for you. Because
she cut it.
She did.
That was the best.
She ain't had no side dish in sight.
Man,
I made eight chicken
meat and bones.
I missed that.
In the chicken thigh.
It looked like it didn't even look like a thigh though. It looked like a steroid filled nugget.
She put one little chicken thigh on his plate and said, "Here's dinner." Ma'am, why you got me a naked chicken?
I did that the other day. I made, for whatever reason, I was scrolling on Instagram and this dude had a lemon pepper chicken.
Oh my gosh.
When I tell you it looked delicious, it was glistening. It was all shiny on the screen.
Twinkling
I said, I'm finna make that. It was the worst thing I ever made in my life.
Let me tell you what's funny about this. I had Keep Your Distance this night. Lissa had the chicken, the ingredient stuff came. She said, I'm frying chicken tonight. I was like, I'll bet. Went to Keep Your Distance. It's about 20 minutes from being over. I texted her. I said, hey, how the chicken turned out? Terrible. Came in the house. I smelled chicken remnants in the air. Wasn't no chicken to be found.
It was
You know
terrible.
You messed the meal up when you just make breakfast.
I got excited one time. I was like, oh, I'm going to throw some food on the grill and do a real good meal. By the time I was done, long story short, it wasn't nothing but meat. I was sitting there like, probably need to pair this with something.
If I was married to Melissa, my barbecue wouldn't be nothing but meat. She'd be like, I could do something.
The sides are the best part of a barbecue.
You know what? Melissa's been making this argument, and I used to buck with her, but you know what?
I feel what's like that?
Baked beans.
Baked beans?
Cornbread?
Macaroni and cheese.
Potato
you bring
salad?
Cornbread to, good potato salad?
Potato salad? I feel like it's on par with the meat.
A Hawaiian
y'all
sweet roll?
Y'all ain't been in the right barbecue.
Yeah, we have, Marcus.
Nah.
Yeah, we have.
Mm-mm.
My meal, my plate, probably 3/4 is side. Did I get one of Lindsay's chickens and just put that on? The chicken was so small, it was mostly plate.
Marcus don't really do macaroni and cheese or baked beans.
Nah.
So
you don't do baked?
Or potato salad like
that. What you eat down to the barbecue?
But have you had Danny's potato salad yet?
Yes.
It's not that I don't like potato salad. It's not like, oh my God.
What side do you eat at the barbecue?
I didn't have
you
Danny's.
Have. You've had Danny's when you've been over at their house. He eats meat.
I do.
You just eat the meat.
No, I don't just eat the meat. I eat the
vegetables. What vegetables at a barbecue?
Y'all eating like beans dipped in syrup and macaroni and cheese, which ain't even real
first of all,
food
it's
for
not
real.
Ain't nobody
it's
said
sugar.
It was. Nobody
that's
was arguing
basically what it
is.
You
real.
Like baked beans. Y'all like baked beans because it's sweet.
You ain't wrong. He likes grilled cabbage.
I do.
He likes
your grilled cabbage is good.
Grilled cabbage.
We had that when your mama was here.
Spagaragus.
Yeah, that was part of the home team stuff.
Yeah, but first of all,
you went to Marcus' house for a barbecue.
Yeah,
they did a couple of times.
No, I think I didn't go a couple times.
It was one time.
Oh.
Shade.
I felt like a couple.
Maybe y'all. I was like, I don't know if it happened.
No, because at that time it was rushed. I was embarrassed. I didn't get to throw down. Huh?
But this cabbage? Is the thing.
I school you. Don't worry about it.
No, but all you're doing is adding the. I'll eat the cabbage, but the baked beans, the macaroni and cheese, the potato salad, and a Hawaiian sweet roll is really all I need.
Hawaiian sweet. You named off everything that I feel like that can come in a carton.
Hilarious. I feel like black people eat more Hawaiian sweet rolls than Hawaiians.
Hawaiians,
oh,
Biden,
absolutely.
Black folks black gonna keep a roll of Hawaiian
you
down
think
in the house.
Claim Hawaiian sweet rolls?
I never seen a Hawaiian eat it.
Me neither.
We went do to they even call them Hawaiian sweet rolls? Do they just call them sweet rolls?
Who was in Hawaii? Did you recall anybody eating them rolls?
Yeah, at the factory.
The
luau, was like touristy stuff. They don't be
that factory's in Carson.
They're like, all right, let's go over here and perform really? For the Americans.
It's not that factory's in Carson. I got invited to it.
Yeah, you did. I forgot.
Let's go. Why are we here? Let's go, Carson.
I probably would.
You don't like the rolls. You just want a hot dog.
I do like the rolls.
Actually, and the best meat, don't stone me, the best meat at a barbecue is the burnt hot dog.
Burnt hot dog is bomb. That's the appetizer. I throw them on first. I'd be like, man, the hell with them kids.
I need a good
like
burn hot dog.
I warm some up for
it.
The kids, but I burn the ones for the adults. Like hot dogs supposed to have a little bit of a crisp.
Some grilled salmon.
I'd grill some salmon. All of that.
Boo, lame tomato.
I need grilled salmon.
No,
grilled cabbage. Maybe a shish kebab.
No, yeah, Angel, just go be
I do like a shish kebab. The chicken ones?
Yeah, I'd be doing some
with all the vegetables.
I don't want no shish.
Kevin.
Shut up, Kevin.
Kevin.
No, what? No.
Eat like this, and then you do Noom, and you'll get to where you want to be.
I'm never going to get to where I want to be. I'm going to be right on the cusp for the rest of my life.
Kevin, one of the people that's in a restaurant and sees something they don't eat and won't even try it. It's like, no.
Like Mark did when she tasted the sauce. I don't like it. Taste it.
No,
I won't,
but he knew
won't
he didn't like it.
Oh, was that this episode when she said he had a chicken fingers palate?
We watched them close together.
I think it was
that
last episode.
Episode.
Was that pineapple fire sauce?
I remember chicken fingers on a date one time.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Joshua, did it work out?
I got a second date. Joshua,
where was you at?
Josh looked 11 years old when he said it. He said, yeah.
I was in college. I mean, you know, that's a
lot of chicken tenders. My boy, Anthony Davis from the Playmakers, used to drive me insane. He ordered chicken tenders. Every single place
they're slept on.
Oh,
they are not.
They're consistent. If you don't know the restaurant,
we have a friend that only eats at first of all chain restaurants. Won't go to the one.
That's Ant too.
And will only order macaroni and cheese and like something. It could
chicken
be like
fingers.
Chicken fingers.
Yeah, but what's the sauce that you put? Well, what's the sauce you put with the chicken fingers? Because if you tell me barbecue sauce,
honey mustard,
ketchup.
I'm with you. I'm
barbecue
with you.
Sauce
or ranch.
I like barbecue sauce.
Honey mustard. Honey mustard's the only right answer.
Honey mustard at Red Robin is the best.
Ketchup.
Ketchup.
Angel is
give
7 years
ketchup.
Old.
I
don't
eat
no chicken fingers. I'll eat
ketchup.
If there's other stuff on the menu, that's what I'm reverting to. I'll just eat
sometimes
the kids if they don't eat it.
I almost never eat chicken fingers, but if I do, I'm eating it with a honey mustard sauce.
Honey mustard's bomb.
I don't like ketchup, though. It's too sweet.
It's too salty.
I don't love it. Honey mustard is sweet. Honey mustard is just
honey mustard is tangy.
Sugar.
I like a good tangy.
Yeah, it got that,
honey
it got that jousting.
Yeah, I like a good
that
tangy.
Little jousting, yeah, right there.
I ain't ever had no honey mustard that's tangy. It's all too sweet for me.
It's good. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Niggas is in here talking about chicken
right,
tender sauces.
This went on for 20 minutes.
Man, we was over here. I was like, man, I would like some.
We talked about
all
everybody,
sudden,
though, didn't we?
Wants chicken tenders now. All right, I'm the bad guy.
I could eat
did y'all
chicken
catch
chicken
a, did y'all catch that moment where they was playing volleyball and Mark and Lindsay ripped off their thing?
Yes.
You see how excited Dr. Pepper got?
Yes.
You think that they coordinated.
They coordinated.
Look, and Pastor Cal was like, all right.
No, did you hear Pastor Cal plug in his book? He said, you know, like yeah. I said,
marriage
ain't for punks.
Because marriage be
hard. Be hard as hell.
But first of all, marriage be hard. That's why it ain't for punks. Hmm?
Marriage be hard as hell is going to be the second one.
Marriage be harder.
Okay.
Ooh,
well,
when I go to Atlanta,
basic,
y'all going to have him be y'all's first and y'all's moderator
is
for
that
Atlanta?
Where he is?
Is he in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me put him on the list.
He down in Atlanta?
He in Atlanta because he invited us to come to his church
low
when we
key,
came down there.
To preach?
Low key. When will you know if you got this, don't tell me I'll laugh.
Television program.
But we
me
might.
May. Why?
Because we need to know what is you with us or is you ain't?
Because I feel like we should just do the book tour with y'all and bump all them other people.
I still do the books. We can do the book tour. Y'all do the book tour during the summer.
No, fall.
Nah,
fall.
During the fall, Angel, fall. When you going to be on ABC, CBS?
That's why
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about mid-May, though.
First of all, that's
because we'll come.
Just touchy?
Touching.
What's touching?
Touching. It was very sweet of you. We think it was very kind of you to say you wanted to just use us. We would never have believed it.
Well, listen, explain the moment.
Well, time out. I was like, what is the dates touching? Touching
up
against
what? I thought you were talking about CBS was touchy.
I was like, oh no, NDA?
What was touching?
Doing you all's book tour with us is touching.
It's very
but
sweet.
But now the moment is gone. The hell with
the
it.
Moment is back. Come on, give me a hug.
That's the moment.
Hey, man, look out.
It was like this. It warmed both of our hearts.
I got it. It turned warm inside. Us. It turned red. What's the movie, Kev?
Get off me.
Inside Out.
Oh, it's too hot in here. I like throwing water.
That's a good one.
All right, we're done.
Inside Out. Inside Out.
So you went to gospel.
You must serve
I went, boy, you turned me.
Inside
Out.
Though I'm a child,
round,
and I may not know
down.
Honor the word of
boy,
God is true.
Me inside
my
out.
Brain is so confused.
Round, a little room for doubt. Serving him in spirit is true. From the inside out.
I was singing 70s.
You were singing Diana Ross.
My brain was like, wait, what was the other song you was just singing? Forget it.
What were you singing,
that was
Marcus?
A mashup.
What were you singing, Marcus?
Was it Diana Ross? Upside down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, you turn me.
Inside out.
You must serve my Jesus. Boy, you turn me. That's what my brain was doing.
We need to do that mashup on the ones and twos.
Wait. Yeah. I got to tell y'all.
You could be a DJ.
Disregard.
I know how to
okay,
do this.
Here we go. We're done.
Oh,
here.
No. Tell us. What are we going to say?
I was going to tell you something about a Love on Stage person, but then I was like, y'all going to find a person, so I shouldn't tell y'all. So we can be done
okay.
here. Thank you guys so much for joining us for the most random episode of The Bald and the Beautiful.
We did good.
We did great.
I had a blast. Good.
We did good up until chicken tenders. I was actually thinking we done stayed on topic for 3 segments.
Well, listen,
and then we was like,
up.
Chicken tenders, you deserve ketchup or honey mustard or I don't respect you.
The tanginess, I like it.
We were doing so
this
well.
This is like a group of... This is like Tony Baker's personality. This right. is like, here's the subject, but we're going to go over here and come up with a whole different...
Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.